The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. What time is it? 9:08 a.m. We just show up, okay, on this beautiful morning in Central Texas, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. It's time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns about your financial life, your business questions, your tax questions. Give us a call. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals live to answer your questions for you. We discuss real-life issues, issues that you can face someday or every day, so give us a call. We've got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Along with me is Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, we're getting ready to get going on this week. And, you know, I've been a little bit surprised we haven't gotten more phone calls during this time. And I know a lot of you are at home because you've been temporarily laid off or furloughed or
working from home.
Working from home, whatever it happens to be. Because we know a lot more of you are listening because we've gotten requests to do more basic things.
Correct.
And so we've been kind of trying to do that the last few weeks. But this is a great time to give us a call. I think it's been a case of where there are so many things that are changing every day, and you're not quite sure what to ask again. Because we talk a lot about how important it is to know what questions to ask.
Yeah, and what are your choices? What's available for you to do things out there? Because a lot of you, your life has changed. I guess that is life has changed.
Life has changed.
Yeah. So there's, and that changes your finances, or how does it change your financial life, which affects your everyday life? And that's what we try and touch on here. A couple things we want to touch on today. I've got a story. I met with a couple. It's my first real full-blown virtual
online meeting
on the computers, and that was pretty neat. I'll go over that one. This couple's getting ready, thinking of retiring in the next year or two. He was thinking of doing that, and now it came up that he thought he may be retired come October because he's in the oil services industry, and so he doesn't know how secure his job is. So we can go over that one and the things we talked about and things we're planning about. Another thing that we have, Jamie and I have got some stories, or we got some information on scammers, people trying to take your money from you because of this virus thing.
Yeah, it's become a real problem. There's been a lot more frequent calls and attempts to scam families and individuals. And we have some things to talk about to prepare you for that so that something doesn't happen to you and your finances.
And we can give you a little market update later on of where we are, where the markets are comparatively for the year. Just to fill you in. But right now, we're coming up on a break. If you've got a question or a comment or a suggestion that you want more information on, the only way we're going to know that is you have to call us. And because the break's coming up here, we can talk to you and not have your voice on the air, because I know some of you are worried that someone will recognize your voice and the question you're asking. But give us a call here at the station at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
By Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience a delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
The use of your pool has increased. The weather is warmer, and your pool water chemistry is important. Take your pool water sample to Pool Techs for testing and pick up your Regal chemical supplies. Pool Techs at 319 South Austin Street in Brenham offers a variety of services you need to keep your pool clean and healthy, including Regal pool care products. With Regal, you'll minimize the time you spend maintaining your pool and maximize the time enjoying your pool. This summer, visit Pool Techs in Brenham, your Regal supplier, or call 979-836-2570 today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. Collier Construction is a supporter of the youth of Washington County. They support students in their efforts to excel, including the local FFA chapter. They send their thanks to the school administrators, leaders, parents, and FFA members for their hard work making for an outstanding year. Collier Construction congratulates all the FFA awards recipients on a job well done.
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
Big Mike at Hilltop Sales is taking your car and truck consignments. Let them take the pictures, post them online for national sales, and more. They will take the calls, handle the negotiation, and the sale. Hilltop Sales also offers financing, detail services, and minor repairs. Hilltop Sales, located 8.5 miles west of Brenham on Highway 290. Visit their website at hilltopsales.com or call them at 979-633-3121 to see what they can do for you.
Friendly Country KWHI is proud to announce that we'll be broadcasting the Brenham FFA End of the Year Awards presentation Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. We encourage you to support the future leaders of our community as we recognize the hard work and dedication they demonstrated this school year with awards presented by Brenham FFA. This broadcast is sponsored in part by Citizens State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Chapel Hill Bakery, Collier Construction, and Washington County Farm Bureau. Tune in to Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7, Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for the Brenham FFA Awards presentation.
It's the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pothel. Monday night, we'll unveil our all-decade Brenham High School football, baseball, and softball teams. We'll honor the top teams, coaches, and athletes from the decade of the 2010s. It all gets underway at 5:35 Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line on AM 1280, KWHI, FM 101.7, KWHI.com, and live cast on our KWHI Facebook page.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Give us a call, toll free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You can tune us in on your computer if you got to get out of the car. Just go to kwhi.com or look up Radio in Brenham, and you'll find KWHI, 1280 on the AM dial. I don't remember what the FM is, 101.7, I believe, on the FM dial. But you can listen in wherever you are then, if you're working from home or babysitting the kids, or just check that out. If you've got a question or a comment and want to come in for your free review, or you get a second opinion, or you get a letter, been happening now, we're getting letters from annuity companies, and they're saying things, you got to make a decision or something's happening in your annuity and you don't quite understand it, give us a call and we'll be happy to chat with you, or you can come in and visit with us. Our office here in Central Texas in downtown Brenham, you can give us our number there is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. You can call in here, and Sharon has got our calendar, and she can set something up for us. Right now, my name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. And we wanted to talk about, since so many people are at home nowadays, and there's some strange things going on in people's lives because of this virus, and scamming is a growing and major economic epidemic.
Epidemic.
It. You got it. Seniors lose up to $2.9 billion every year to scams, and they're designed to target older investors and to prey on their vulnerability. So there's some things that you need to watch out for. We're going to go over several of these. But the basic premise that most con jobs, three-step process, gain your trust, make promises, and create fear. I mean, even Bernie Madoff used that as his MO. He built trust. He had an impeccable reputation and stature. He made promises, the unbelievable returns from his investment fund, and he created fear in that if you don't invest now, you're going to lose out. So that's the basic premise of scams. So what are some, Jamie, that are coming down?
Well,
here,
this is a real important topic right now because, again, a lot of you are at home, and scammers are aware of that fact, and a lot of you are concerned about where things are headed, and so they use some of that to try and take advantage of where you are in your life right now, and so we want to kind of prepare you for that, and I found a really good article that talked about scams that are going on. And the title of the article is Please Don't Get Emotional. It's written by Doug Shadell, who's a financial author. But he gets called in sometimes to be an expert witness in fraud trials and scams. Mm-hmm. And the thing that surprised him was the fact that the prosecutors told him that on the jury pool, how many of the potential jurors have a bias against people who have been scammed.
That sounds strange. Why would you be biased against the victim?
Well, what they believe is that the people who have been scammed have been foolish enough to fall for it. And so in some part, it's their responsibility, the fact that they fell for the scam rather than seeing through it. The assumption there being that you should be smart enough to figure it out. Hmm. But the reality is that's exactly what scammers are counting on is that you are not going to be smart enough, and you're going to be making decisions based on emotion. In the article, he says, put simply, scams are 90% about emotion and 10% about intellect. So the jurors' bias against people who've been scammed, they should be able to figure it out, goes absolutely against what scammers actually are able to do to people. And that's what you were talking about, the three things that you talked about there, is the fact that if your scammers are counting on you making decisions based on emotion, And how many times in the past we talked about in your own financial life when it comes to investing, you shouldn't make emotional decisions.
Yeah, that's they get clouded and they usually don't make good decisions when it's on emotion.
And so what you can count on is that scammers are going to, in some shape, form, or fashion, try and play on your emotion, which will enable them to overcome your intellect, in other words, your ability to make smart decisions, because you're going to start making decisions based on emotion. And these are just a list of some of the things. I've got seven of them here. One of the things they do is they'll offer phantom riches. In other words, the ability, as Bernie Madoff said, to make incredible rates of return by investing your money there. Well, that's an emotional decision. Your intellect tells you, well, that can't possibly be true.
Why can that person offer a good... Why is this investment paying so much more than everything else? There was another one, Stamford, out of Houston, down the street from us.
On the CDs.
Selling CDs from a Caribbean island. At 10% CDs are backed by the bank there and whatever. That one was a house of cards.
It was non-existent. Yep. Yeah, it was non-existent. So that's one of the things that they do. Again, that's playing on your emotions. Your intellect tells you, well, that can't possibly be true, but your emotions say, you know, it would be nice if that was true.
I hate to miss out on it.
Yeah.
That's it. I hate to miss it.
The second thing is, again, you had mentioned, is fear. One of the strongest drivers of emotion is fear. And there are all types of ways that scammers try and take advantage of you by fear. The threatened IRS audit, where they threaten that you're going to go to jail if you don't respond. Or that your computer is going to break down. Another one that's been, I have actually known people who've reacted to this one, and this is that a loved one is stranded or going to jail, and unless you send money, they're going to be stuck.
Yeah, I've heard that one personally. I've heard it before.
I know somebody who fell for it, and it was unfortunate. But they're playing on your fear. So again, phantom riches, fear, intimidation. There's another thing they'll do. They'll call you 50 or 60 times a day to get you to respond. And sometimes they even threaten you. You know, they're going to do bodily harm to you. Those are, I don't think it's quite as abundant, but nevertheless, they do it through intimidation. Another is scarcity. The thing that, like Bernie Madoff said, if you don't take advantage of it now, it may not be around forever.
We may not be able to get in later.
Or that there are a limited number of opportunities to take advantage. It goes back to the phantom riches. Same things with scarcity. There's only so many prize winners. If you don't claim it now, you're going to miss out on it. And so, again, does that have anything to do with trying to figure things out that your intellect? No, it's playing on emotion. Another thing they'll do is source credibility, that they'll make you believe that the person is actually an IRS agent or involved in law enforcement.
Yeah.
And so they try and gain your trust in that way.
That's one of the things here on this article that I have, that don't rush. Because time kills all cons. If it's a good thing today, it should be a good thing next week also. It's not a today or never. Very seldom are those ever worthwhile.
Yeah, and tied into a lot of this is another one that they play on, and that's your commitment. A lot of people have an emotional desire to, once they decide to do something, to follow through. And scammers will play on that. If they get you going down the road of, well, maybe I can do, they say, well, you can't go back on your word now.
Oh, yeah.
And unless you take the next step, this won't be there. And so they play on your desire to follow through and to be committed to something. And then one of the last ones listed here is reciprocity. You know, that they get you to, if you do this, we'll do that, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, a lot of those have come up where you've won the prize, but you need to send in or pay the taxes in advance. And so you need to send a check to such and such place to claim your prize. No, just let's take it out or do something different, or I'll talk to you next week about it.
Yeah, one example that's given in the article is a lady received a phone call that she had won a little less than $3 million in a lottery. When she received the phone call, they said, but before you can get the prize, there are a few fees that we have to collect. And for whatever reason, she ended up sending almost $1 million in fees to this organization to try and get the $3 million. Well, of course, the $3 million didn't exist.
Well, they got $1 million now, but the other two isn't coming.
They have your $1 million,
yeah,
or whatever it happens to be. And the point of the article is that smart people get defrauded all the time.
Yeah, it even comes in on the computer somewhat. Would you get an email or something and it has all the right logos on it and it says they need to verify your information, you need to send something back? Don't click on the link. Don't call that phone number. Go to an outside source and go in and call the company or go to what your normal sign-in part is. Because I see that a lot because my wife brings them to me. She says, is this for real? Is this for real? They're wanting me to confirm my Social Security number.
Right.
And it has all the right symbols on the email, but you have to go outside of that email and click on something else.
I was with somebody this weekend, and they got an email that said that they had to do something about their Apple account. Their Apple account had gone dormant.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at the... go dig into the email and find out where it came from. It didn't come from Apple at all.
Yeah, I saw that. I got one that I thought was legitimate. So I sent it to our IT guy and said, I asked him, is this for real? He said, look at where it came from down here in the bottom.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't the right. It was some different website or different email address. I should have known, but...
Yeah, well, that's the point, is the scams play on your emotions. They do not want you to use your intellect. Here's a list of people who have been victim of scams. College professors, senior partners in law firms, PhDs in psychology, and even retired judges all have been victim of scams, meaning that these are obviously all people who are very, very smart, but yet... have fallen for scammers because the scammers were able to get them to make decisions based on emotion rather than using their intellect.
Emotion, and then also, I guess, greed comes into that one because I get a weekly
greed is an emotion
email from the Texas State Securities Board, and almost once a month they come out with some oil driller is trying to raise funds to drill oil wells. And they shut them down because they're not licensed as securities, but a lot of it, you don't know if it's a scam or not.
Right. Are tough things to wade through because obviously you don't have enough information even to make an intelligent decision, but yet the promise of rates of return on the amount of money that they're asking you to invest look very, very promising. And so you react emotionally rather than intellectually.
Yeah, they said that may not be a scam on oil drilling, because I know
doesn't
that happens.
Always do, yeah.
My brother-in-law did it because his uncle was doing it, and they invested in three or four wells, and I think two of them struck and two of them didn't. But so it wasn't a scam, but don't invest or don't put your money in until you know all the facts on it.
And so, you know, the point being that a lot of you are at home now, and you're getting a lot of phone calls or emails, fishing expeditions looking to get information from you or whatever it happens to be. And so there's a lot of scamming going on now. And the number that you gave for the dollars that seniors lost was in the billions of dollars.
Yeah, $2.9 billion each year.
Each year. That's almost $3 billion that people who need the money are losing to scammers. And again, it's because scammers attack you emotionally rather than intelligently. And so when jurors say that the people are being scammed or at fault because they should have been able to figure it out, well, that's not necessarily true. That's not true because scammers, people who get scammed are making decisions based on emotion. They're reacting emotionally. They're obviously not making intelligent decisions. And all of the things that we just talked about are reasons that these things happen.
That's another reason to have a good financial advisor, because you get a situation that somebody offers you a deal, let us know and we'll discuss it with you. And when you got an outside set of eyes and ears looking at it, oh, maybe it's not quite as good, or maybe the emotion kind of wanes down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about the fact that my two sons in Austin are both very, very heavily involved in the IT industry and in security, and their wives still come to them and ask them, what should I do with this?
Yeah,
you know, because they simply don't know.
And some of it looks really, it really does. Convincing. So just an update, some tips for you. That's what we're here for, is to help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Right now, we're coming up on a break. If you've got a question or a comment or a topic you'd like us to discuss, give us a call on the radio line. We'll have you off the air during the break at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana running the studio for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Ever wonder why ice cream is so good? It's because all the cows sleep on Sealy mattresses. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and I'm inviting you into my store this weekend to check out brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Even if you're sleeping as good as the cows, stop in, check out our line of sheets and pillows. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Friends, has 2020 already got you feeling wiped out?
Well, here at Topper's Liquor and Wine, we want you to get back in your groove.
How about trying 1800 Tequila's new Blood Orange Margarita or Jose Cuervo's new Cherry Limeade Margarita?
Jack Daniel's has come out with the new 4-pack cans of whiskey and cola and whiskey and seltzer. They're perfect for floating down the river or if you're having a good time at your pool party at home.
Geronimo!
You just couldn't resist, could you?
It's over 90 with a heat index in the hundreds. I see a pool, my first instinct is jump in. Come on, the water feels great.
We're not done yet. As a thank you for sticking with us during the coronavirus pandemic, Topper's is offering a huge special.
If you spend at least $30 in the store, you can pick any item off our world-famous discount table, and we'll sell it to you for just $10.
All right, now move aside, rookie, and let me show you how it's done.
That was really cool. Jan.
Hey, where did my top go?
Hey there, this is Heather with Ottman Dentistry. Did you know your entire family can be seen at our office? Because Dr. Ottman and Dr. Knoll sees everyone from toddlers to seniors. At Ottman Dentistry, we offer preventative and restoration dentistry, periodontal treatment, smile makeovers with porcelain veneers, root canals, and dental night guards. Also, ask us about our Sonicare toothbrushes and our air flossers. We have them for the entire family. For a great smile, come see Ottman Dentistry on Bluebell Road, 979-836-6767.
What does travel mean to you? Inspirational and authentic destinations, relaxing resorts, or places that make you feel exhilarated? Get the vacation you want with Cruise Planners, the number one franchise travel agency that not only plans cruises, but vacations almost anywhere in the world. Put your vacation in Cruise Planners' hands, and they'll make all the arrangements, and you'll have all the fun. Cruise Planners is local and available for a face-to-face planning meeting. Call Peter or Melinda Fay, franchise owners, at 979-836-4085. Or go online to forallyourtravel.com.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Your Caribbean cruise was canceled and you're stuck at home. But that doesn't mean you can't have some fun this summer. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 and Brazos Valley businesses are teaming up to save your summer. Nothing makes you feel better than getting gifts in cash, and KWHI has plenty of both all summer long. Every week we're giving away terrific prizes like a 90-minute massage with aromatherapy from Here or There Massage, two extreme wristbands to Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, and a $50 gift certificate to Brenham Grill. Plus, we're giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.70 at a time. It's easy to win. Just visit our sponsors and sign up, like Wildy Auto Plus in Caldwell, Color Catalyst in Brenham, and Beaver's Kitchen in Chapel Hill. A complete list is available at our website, kwhi.com. Visit as many stores as you can for your best chance to win. We're here to save your summer. We're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good morning and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the country store from 9 to 10 a.m. Thanks for joining us. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the studio. Tony is off this week.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We will muddle our way through it, but you know, Tony's the one that has the degree in broadcasting. And
she's got the experience in it. And she's what roped us into this, what it was, about 20 years ago.
She's done all types of news. She's been a weather person, headed a news department. So that's why she sounds so natural at it all the time.
So she's off this week. So you got just Jamie and I. So if you can give us a call.
You're very lucky.
Yes, you're very fortunate today. And this is not a scam. This is live. 800-332-7879. Give us a call.
And I just, one final point on the scamming that I wanted to make was, you know, I didn't expect us to get any phone calls during the break on that topic, because what we find is that many times, if you've been a victim of a scam, you feel very, very foolish.
Yes.
And there's really no reason to feel foolish, because, again, it has to do with the fact that scams based on getting you to make an emotional decision rather than an intelligent decision.
Yep. And just people just feel embarrassed, but it hurts, though.
It does hurt.
It hurts.
It does hurt.
I'm going to bring up the story. I had a virtual online meeting last week. It's really one of my first full meetings, and it worked extremely well. I was very pleased, and the people were pleased, but what we were talking, it was a couple, and they've been clients for 3-4 years, and he's thinking of retiring, and has been thinking about it. He's 63, she's 61, she is not going to retire, she doesn't want to retire, but he may get retired come October, he's not sure, because he's in the oil services, something to do in oil services, I'm not going to get too many details. And so
the point being that he's been thinking about retiring because he's at that age, but because of what's been going on in the economy and the oil industry and with the virus and all of these things, he may be forced to take a look at retirement, because the company may be forced either to ask for early retirement.
And so what's the question that comes to mind if that was you? Where is my check? Where's my monthly money going to come from? And can we survive on that? There's a couple choices there you have to look at. He's 63, so he could take Social Security early, because 62 is the number, but he would give up over 20% of his Social Security benefit forever if he took it early. So, no, that wasn't an option. We discussed that one, and no, they want to wait till full retirement age if possible, because she's still working, so they got some money coming in. He's got an investment account with us, and then he's got his 401k account at work. And so on this virtual meeting, which was kind of nice, I could pull up on my computer a chart and graph of how his account did, and so he could look at it on their end, and you can kind of see the dips and valleys. You know, back in March, didn't look very good, but it's you could see it started coming back. So, like, beginning of the year, it was up, and then it went down in March, and now it's coming back again. And so the question was, what can we live on, or how much money is it going to be? And no, we don't want to. Good thing we didn't retire in March, because that would have been horrible trying to draw an income off of that, because he lost. I mean, the market dropped 20-30%, and that's a lot of funds, but it's coming back now.
But there are a lot of interesting decisions that have to be made as part of the retirement planning process, and it's kind of nice that we have the ability now to do these things online. And of course, you know, one of the factors always when we do those meetings is, you know, you had mentioned the fact that it was not on one particular type of one that's been used a lot recently.
Correct.
Because there are a lot of security issues there. And so doing these, you have to make sure that everything is secure. And fortunately, you had the access to a program that allowed you to do it in a secure fashion.
That's a good point.
But the other thing about that is, in this particular situation, they are facing some decisions because neither one of them has reached age 65.
Yeah, that's the hard part. That's the nut that we got to crack here.
Yeah, and the decision that you have to make if you retire before age 65, I'm always surprised at how many people don't think about it, is the fact that if you retire before age 65, where are you going to get your health insurance?
That was the next question. We always did. People want to know, where's my income going to come from, and how much can I get?
That's the natural inclination to think about that first.
And then the second question is, okay, what about your medical insurance? Because you're not 65, you can't get Medicare. Even if 2 years from now, when he's 65, she'll be 63 and not eligible for Medicare. So we had that discussion, and what their homework was, that where she works, she's been there over a year now, new job, she had switched, and so she was eligible for the medical and retirement plan there and so on. So her homework was to check to see what would it cost if to put him on her medical at work, and if not, what would it cost to buy it in the open marketplace? Because that's a cost factor.
Right.
So one way or another, it's a cost factor. So you have to figure that in, and how much am I bringing in each month, and how much is going to go out?
Yeah, that's the thing. How much can I actually bring in, and what are the outflows going to be? And it's always surprising, I think, for those who have worked for large companies for all of their lifetime, and then they either have the opportunity or decide to retire early before age 65, and they take a look at what health insurance actually costs. Now, one of the options, if he gets laid off, maybe the ability to take advantage of COBRA.
Yep, that was brought up also.
For those of you who don't know what COBRA is, if you get laid off from work, you can still carry the health insurance that you have through your employer. It's just that at that point, you have to pay for it.
Yep, and you have to sign up for it within 30 days of being terminated. And so in that 30 days, you have to pay 100% of the premium plus possibly 10% more. They can add 10%. The insurer can. So maybe your employer was paying the insurance for you or paying half of it. Now you got to pick up 100% of that cost.
Yeah, and that's where the shock comes in.
Yes.
Is you never had to pay for the health insurance. And so when you see what the employer was actually paying for you to have health insurance, it comes as a shock to you. And it's kind of interesting, too, on a side note to that is, if you've ever tried to start a business on your own, mm-hmm. And then you have employees, not if you offer benefits, that's an additional cost.
Yes.
That you have to absorb as a business that you may not have thought about because you have spent all of your life working for somebody else. Now you start your own business and you have employees, and you start looking what the actual cost is of an employee.
It typically tends to, and it can vary depending upon the benefits, about 40% more than what you're paying that person as salary or income. Roughly 40% more is what you have to eat as the employer. So also on COBRA, on the medical, if that's what you can only keep it for 18 months.
Right.
So he's very close to, if in October he gets laid off, he could maybe swing 18 months before 65 and keep that, but maybe not. But the cost factor, we don't know what the cost factor is going to be, because I'm pretty sure he's not paying a dime for his medical insurance.
So right.
Those are some things that we were looking at. And there's a few more items that we discussed on this with these clients, this couple thinking of retiring soon, of items that they wanted to go over in these times when the market is so volatile.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that they have the opportunity to meet with you on a virtual basis like that. And then, you know, it is a critical time for them, because if we're talking about October, you don't want to wait until October to start making decisions.
Oh, that's right. I got a kick out of this virtual thing, too. I have a laptop, and I can see both of them on their computer, and she's sitting behind him, and I could tell when she has something to say or wanted to say something, and he couldn't see her, or she would shake her head no.
Well, it was interesting, Doug. I hope they didn't ask you to wear a mask.
No.
Because they obviously, with the virtual meeting, you didn't need to wear a mask to protect against the virus. So if they were asking you to wear a mask, is they just didn't want to see your face.
Yeah, no, they did not ask that, JB. Okay. But that's nice, being able to see face-to-face, because you get the body language and you get the feelings. It's not the same as a phone call. Also, we could show things on the computer, which was nice.
When we come back from the break, I'll talk about some. I talked to somebody in business who talked about the virtual meetings that they're having now. With some of their employees, particularly Salesforce, in these times when they're not having face-to-face meetings anymore. It's kind of interesting to hear them, what they said about that.
Different life. But right now, we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or comment and don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break. Just do what you feel. Speed along the lane. You were down
or return at 25. In the wake of the recent storms, the metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. are here to help. Before you replace the roof on your home, be sure to consider all of your options, especially those that can help prevent future roof damage. Properly installed, Mueller Metal Roofing is wind, hail, and fire resistant, and backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. Get lasting protection for your home and loved ones. Call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Big Mike at Hilltop Sales is taking your car and truck consignments. Let them take the pictures, post them online for national sales, and more. They will take the calls, handle the negotiation, and the sale. Hilltop Sales also offers financing, detail services, and minor repairs. Hilltop Sales, located 8.5 miles west of Brenham on Highway 290. Visit their website at hilltopsales.com or call them at 979-633-3121 to see what they can do for you.
Robin Landaway is your go-to realtor for excellent customer service. They specialize in residential and farm and ranch. So for excellent service in Brenham and the surrounding area, call your local hometown real estate professionals with the backing of trusted and recognized brand Robin Landaway with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, hometown at 979-830-5200. Visit robinlandaway.com or stop by her office at 1811 South Market Street, Suite A in Brenham.
Cyfair Tire, just past Walmart on Highway 36 South in Brenham, wants you to know that during this challenging time, they're offering a drop-off service, or you could choose Cyfair Tire's Pit cruise style service where you stay in your vehicle while services are being performed. And to help out, they're offering deep discounts to local residents, so buy local. Their store is disinfected hourly to ensure your safety and the safety of their employees. You can also find them online at SideFairTire.com. SideFair Tire, keeping Brenham rolling.
For backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food at a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations available by calling 979-830-0450. With over 30 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talent of Design 2.
Spring weather is already here, and summer's not far behind. Call Modern Air Solutions now for a summer checkup. Modern Air Solutions, locally owned cooling and heating technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient systems, but can also service any problem with an existing unit. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work and always a fair price. Get your summer checkup now by calling Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. Financing available, license number TA. ACLA 74166E.
Have you been stuck at home spending a lot of quality time with your loved ones? Maybe you noticed you're not picking up on the conversations at the dinner table, or you're having to ask your family to repeat themselves. Even something as simple as constantly getting told to turn the TV down. If this is something that you are experiencing, there is a chance it could be a hearing loss. Call Paget Hearing Aid Center to schedule a complimentary hearing screening. 979-830-0865 for Brenham or 512-522-8849 for Bastrop. The service you deserve.
Cold Course Foods is the operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Extra cheese, hold the onion, no mustard, however you want it, that's how you'll get it. Be sure to try their new Impossible Whopper, 100% Whopper, 0% beef. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Two good things here. A Johnny Weissmuller call.
Tarzan, yeah, I guess we can do that since Tony's not here today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I haven't heard that for a long time. Thanks, Greg. So if you remember Johnny Weissmuller and that call, then you should be planning your retirement. Welcome back. My name's Doug Neal. I'm a certified financial planner along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. We're here as part of the Money Makeover Team to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. On this last segment of the show, we were talking about getting, I had a virtual conference, which was the first time I've done a full one. I've done a lot of conferences over the telephone, but never a virtual one that was secure from end to end because I was pulling things up on my computer, their accounts on my computer, so we could look at things and how things were going. So that was kind of neat because you could still see people face to face. And I got a kick out of this one because the wife was sitting behind a husband and she would shake her head no every once in a while.
he would be nodding his head and she would be going no.
Yeah. So those were kind of neat. And Jamie, you had a couple stories on the virtual.
Well, over the weekend, I had talked to some people who are involved in business, and they're talking about the fact that now they're also doing virtual meetings. And the business owner had been very adamant in the past, especially with Salesforce, that they have face-to-face meetings because wanted to be able to look the Salesforce in the eye and
Get a good read on them,
you know, and all of these things. And what they found is now that they can't, since they're not doing that, they're doing meetings on virtual meetings and having meetings like that, and that how much more efficient they actually are because the meetings take less than half the time that they used to. And plus, especially with Salesforce, that means that those people do not have to come into the office. They can spend more of their time doing actually what they're intended to do out doing their job. And so the owner has had grudgingly to admit that things have changed. And, you know, we talk a lot about what kind of things in business are going to change because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding is that these are some of the things that are going probably going to be different going forward.
Yeah, permanent.
That are going to be, permanent or semi-permanent changes to the way things are done, because you have to become more efficient to stay profitable. And some of the changes have been good.
Yeah, some of the changes have been good. Some of them haven't. I've got some information here. This is from the Wall Street Journal on June 16th. As many as 25,000 hotel rooms, or roughly 20% of New York City, may not reopen. 20%, 25,000 rooms. Now, for the perspective of that, the number of closing rooms is equivalent to the entire hotel market of Jacksonville, Florida. So there's like that many rooms they're thinking it's not going to open again. Another one, and you probably, if you've driven around Houston, you've seen this one. Because of the stay-at-home order in the past, this is from the Los Angeles Times, April 22nd. The California Highway Police say that overall traffic levels are down 35% from last year. However, the number of speeding tickets for driving faster than 100 miles an hour has increased 87%.
That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, the people are driving, going out here on 290, and if you're doing 75, the people
you're
pass
in the
you.
Way.
Yeah, you're in the way. And then another one that might be good, a good buy. Sometimes good things happen. Jewelry stores are shuttered. The five biggest diamond producers are sitting on roughly $3.5 billion in excess inventory. So nobody's buying diamonds right now. So the cost is going down. It's hurting the jewelers. In the diamond auction in May for De Beers, one of the largest diamond producers in the world, yielded just $35 million versus normally $381 million.
That's that old supply and demand issue. We've run into the same thing with oil and gas.
That's right.
With the fact that we were driving fewer miles, and therefore the supply of gas has exceeded consumption.
That's nice if you go up to the pump, but it's not good if you're in the oil industry.
Right.
Okay, we're coming up on the end of the show. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.